Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio. Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's Nancy M-A-T-Z.
Well, I stopped that a little too soon. Hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be back. I know most of you are aware that our mother died. My sister and I have our own show on Thursday night. And between that and my computer crashing last week, I feel so refreshed and renewed getting back into the groove again. You know, most of you are very well aware that I've been in the business 20 years, and I really believe and trust synchronicity. I know that you're listening in, and I will give the call a number in just a moment. Synchronicity doesn't rule my life, but if I pay attention to it, it complements my life. And in doing so, I've come across some wonderful people. I've made some wonderful friends, clientele, and I know you're listening to me because the universe directs us all to the next move. Well, in doing so, last week, I was, I was listening to a show, whatever. I was working on my website, and it might have been to have to cancel last week's show, and I came across one of you who has their own show, had listened to the gentleman I'm going to introduce in a moment. And I thought, oh, I hadn't heard of this gentleman. And he is a psychic. And I went to his website, and he's also a medium. And I thought, well, that was very synchronistic because it wasn't what I was planning to do, but I was so frustrated with my computer. I said, well, what I'll do is I'll just turn it on. And like I said, the computer, as much engineering and mechanical background I have, the minute you can't get your emails to work, it's amazing how you need to be calmed down. Well, listening to Michael, my life force was calmed down. Most of you are aware of that. I'm a very easy personality to be around. It takes a lot to rattle my cage, except for computer work. And I think that contributes to my being able to do what I do. If you visualize a calm pond, visualize, and the water is still. Most successful natural-born psychic mediums, you need to have a calmer presence, because without that, how can you possibly blend and combine your life force with somebody else and get an accurate reading? And so my listening to this gentleman, I said, oh, I like him. I can almost visualize him on the veranda sitting back, and he didn't tell me what city he was in. He said, Florida. And I went, oh, my God, he sounds wonderful. He has this wonderful presentation. Those of you from his website who are listening in, I want to introduce you to Michael. And Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, hello, and welcome to the show. I want you to tell everybody, we're only 5 minutes to the show, but it takes a few minutes for my chat room. Thank you, Miss Moki. Thank you. Someone's complimenting, talking about my mother passing. Everybody knows it was 7 months. But I'd like everybody to meet Michael. I want him to tell whatever he wants to say of himself and give his websites, and then we're going to welcome all of you to call in either his show or my show. And the guest call-in number to my show, write this down, everybody. I know there's some of you who don't have access to type into the chat room. Area code 347-205-9071. Michael, it's all yours, my friend.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I am known as the Gay Psychic from GayPsychicOnline.com, and I've been doing Blog Talk Radio for a little while, and decided tonight it would be something unique because my show is actually running at the same time as your show.
Yeah.
We're doing a conference calling where my listeners actually listen in, and I ask them if they can hear us, and they're like, yes, this is cool, this is so great. We're actually having a double audience at the same time. And they're like, how did you figure this out? It's like, it's just meant to be.
Yes, it is.
I've helped twice as many people, and I've posted little messages with your phone number so they can call in, too. So, and I've been...
Well, tell me how long... You already shared with me a little of your history. Most of you know that I was born with this, and it was I was actually experiencing weird things all my life, and I was labeled a psychic at 42, and I was so I was so stunned that it kind of explained a lot of weird things in my life. But Michael, give us a little history on how you came about doing this, and you've been a professional for some time, but there must have been a trigger or a time that you said, I've got to do this. Share a little of your history with us so people have a chance to get online and call in.
Yeah, I've known about my abilities since I was actually maybe about 8 or 9, and I just knew ahead of time if somebody was going to die. And everyone's like, how do you know? I just know. And like a day or two later, they would go ahead and cross over.
Wow.
And, you know, it's kind of rough, especially when family members are in the hospital. I'm like, no, they're not coming home. And they're like, don't say that. And the following day, we'd get a phone call that they passed away. And the longest distance one I've had was when my grandmother was in Rhode Island and I was here in Florida, and the phone rang. And she'd been healthy. And I told my sister-in-law, I said, you need to answer that phone. I said, that's my aunt. My grandmother just died.
And how old were you at this time?
I was.
How old are you?
Right now I'm 46.
No. How old were you when you predicted that?
When my grandmother, that was, I was 20 years old.
So 20, before even the age of 20, because this is your second experience doing something like.
Actually, this is like that was my fourth time.
Fourth time, even before 20.
Yeah, two uncles, I knew when they were both going to die. And my grandfather, strange little story in that I was 14, getting ready to go off to school, and my mom got a call to go to the hospital that he took a turn for the worse. And back in the day, you had to go through the switchboard. You couldn't dial in direct. And the only thing I remember is the nurse asking, she was, may I ask who this is? I said, this is his grandson. My mom's on her way there. And they're like, I'm sorry, but as you were calling in, because your grandfather just passed away. And I don't remember picking up the phone.
We, in talking to Michael earlier, I didn't tell him a lot about my history, but clearly for him to be impacted as a child with the threat, or I don't know what words to use because I don't know his early years as a child, but I was sharing with you that as a developing psychic or medium, how you will read people or your areas of interest will usually have come from what you're exposed to the most as a child or young adult. And though I'm a medium, people like me to talk about spirit kind and who's around them, and most of you have known I've done this with every show. Clearly the years of being my first marriage, and it was very, very tough and turbulent and delinquent child, and all this family dynamics. That family dynamics is really, really what I'm good at. It's everything else falls in between it, behind it. Now, clearly, he's talking about trauma and discord in his life or the death of family members. So, you know, I don't know what you call your area of expertise, but I really clicked into that you're really connected to spirit. And I really, there's so few of us, and there's a little gal that may be calling in tonight, and she gave me a compliment, and she said, Nancy, the people that are born with this condition and that are psychics and mediums are only one in a million. Well, we have a whole bunch of people on this planet. There's a lot of us floating around, but
oh, yeah.
I'm so tickled to meet someone who's putting themselves out there and risking. When I do readings and we're seeing spirit people, I never judge what I see, because if I do, then the next time I will judge again. So we have to allow the spirit just to flow through us, and we get the information, we just let it back to the universe. Because once you start questioning or judging, I can get off the phone, off the radio, and I talk to a friend, Karen, or Karen, or Connie, or whatever. I got three friends that are named Karen, and I'll go, wow, I can't believe I did that. I'm not going to judge it. And even, I have to share a little story. Karen was doing 4th of July, and this dog ran up. I says, I don't know, but I think the dog's name is Casey. Well, I was not right on the name of the dog, but the street the owners lived on was Casey. So sometimes if I just don't judge it and I spit it out anyway, then we get to where the universe will say, oh, she's okay now. She'll accept this, so we're going to give her more. I do see we have a call coming in. We have a lot of people getting into the chat room. Thank you, everybody. And one more thing. In the chat room, I don't know if it's part of the people from your show or my show. Someone, Lena Rose, has written, Okay, so hold on a minute, Lena, I'll answer that. Or Michael, are you able to see my chat room, Michael?
No, I can only see my chat room.
Okay.
Try to get into your
I would like to expose Michael to you out there, and I want him to be able to do the reading tonight. And of course, I'll just jump in. I have a tendency to do that. But I want Michael to have this. This is his. I want to give him this opportunity to meet more people. And so I'm going to read this. So in the chat room, do me a favor, everybody. You know, I don't have any hard feelings. Type in caps. I own that I'm older. My eyes are failing me quickly here. But I don't like those computer glasses. So if you put it in caps, then I will pay attention. So I'm going to, Lena, there was a gal who's called in, 601 area code. Or gentlemen, I'm going to go to that, let Michael answer that question, and then we're going to go back and I'll read your question to Michael. So hold on.
I'm going to log into your chat room.
Pardon me? Okay.
Go ahead and log into yours because I've got one of my regulars that's posting that I'm actually a guest on your show.
Okay. It's just a minute here. I want to get on the line here. 601 area code, who's speaking, please? Hello? 601 area code, who's this?
Hello?
Well, hello, who's this speaking?
My name is Whit Studios.
We have a little bit of a problem. It's breaking up just a little bit. Is your first name Steve?
No, I said my name is Quintilius.
Oh, hello there, Quintilius. And what area, what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mississippi.
Oh, boy, I'm not hearing you very well. I'm so sorry.
I'm calling from Mississippi.
Mississippi. Oh, I think I recognize your voice. Hello there. I think you called me last time or a Bonnie show. Go ahead. Michael is our guest, and I've heard him give readings. He's very good at this. So why don't you go ahead and give a question and let Michael answer your question for you. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I would like to know, do you see any angels that have any messages for me?
We don't want any. We don't want any games here. This young man is involved in music, and he wants to know if there's any.
Okay.
Pardon me?
I'm not involved in music.
Would you give me your question again? Because we heard the girl laughing in the background. It was hard to understand.
Yeah, that was my. Yeah. Okay. I would like to know. Do you see any like spirits around me at the moment?
Oh, spirits around you. Michael, go ahead.
I see three spirits around you, actually.
You see three?
Yes. I've got two of them are actually your guides that are trying to point you in the direction where you need to be going to, and they've been showing you signs, but you haven't been noticing them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, do you know, like, what kind of signs could it be, like?
I'm sorry?
You asked...
I said, what signs were they giving me?
So he's asking what side.
They're showing you numbers all the time.
Oh, numbers?
Numbers all the time.
Yeah.
And you think it's just a coincidence, like you'll see number 1 all the time or 11
yeah.
or 2s. They're showing you numbers repetitiously and trying to get you to realize, like, oh, why do I keep seeing these same numbers?
Oh, really? Oh. So, are there any messages for me also from the angels?
I think he's asking if he's got any messages.
Yeah, like from like a certain angel.
They're just saying for you to keep on doing what you're doing, and you're going on the right path right now.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Best of luck to you.
Good luck.
All right.
I apologize for the phone lines. You know, there seems to be, because this originates in New York and possibly overseas, I don't know, sometimes if there's turbulent weather, we'll get a bad phone line. So everybody, when we say we're having trouble hearing, make sure that the background noise is very calm. Michael, there was a gal in the room, and hello, Lena Rose. She says, my twin is in trouble with the law. Can you tell me if he's going to jail on the July 15th?
I'm getting yes, he's going in, and I'm getting for from 6 to 9 months.
I got a yes also. I don't want any definition, Lena, what the problem is. He's got very strong energy around him, and whatever this is about, he's not done with the lesson. So there's more turbulence around him, girl. And I know you've come to my room, and between Michael and I, we want you to be strong for you and your family. And your twin will need to fix and settle his life in his world. I apologize on that. Okay, and then I want to see, hello, everybody. I hope you like our show tonight. So I want to go to area code 626 and, oops. Okay, who's this speaking, please?
Hello, Miss Nancy Mance. Greetings, this is Frank.
Oh, Michael, this is Frank from Southern California.
Hi, Frank.
And he seems to come on, and he's had a turbulent life with lawsuits and stuff. Frank, I have a guest tonight. His name is Michael, all the way from Florida. He's staying up late for us. How about giving Michael a question? Do you have anything you can ask my new friend?
Sure. Well, I had a couple questions. One of them was my daughter, Nicole. She wanted to see if there's any information or anything out there for her. She lives in San Diego. She just moved into a new place.
How old is she now?
Oh, she's 30. She just turned 30. She's a nurse.
Well, your voice is so young. I didn't know you had a child.
I know. I thought maybe she was still late teens.
I did, too.
Thank
you. Go ahead, Michael. Give an answer, and if I can mail text them on the end. Go ahead, dear.
Okay. She's got a lot of great opportunities getting ready to open up for her. She's in a place that she needs to be at, and she's going to be in very high demand. So she's got a lot of good opportunities coming to her within the next month or two.
And she's one not to be hesitant in making sure she gets the opportunities. She's kind of like the gal that will go and pound on doors, make things happen. But there is a fear of failure or I'm not good enough. So, Frank, make sure she holds her head up and she knows that she's good enough for everything. So as these things come along, make sure she pays attention to them. Thank you very much. Frank, did you have one more quick question?
Yes. We're working on some documents to file back to the court on July 9th. And we received the response last week. And it's pretty much been redundant of material we've already covered. And just wondering what he has to say or what kind of information's out there regarding my court date on the 23rd of July at 10 o'clock.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm picking up that it's not going to go in your favor.
And what will he need to do, or is there more that he needs to add to this to change out?
He's added everything that he can to it.
Oh. Well, you've asked me enough times, Frank, that sometimes I worry that the same question or the same situation can get stale for a psychic. So I'm glad that Michael's here. I don't know what to add to that, but please, when is this happen?
The 23rd of July.
23rd. Oh, so we have a couple weeks. Let us know the 27th or the 30th, okay?
Yes. By the way, does Michael pick up empathic?
What is the question, though, Michael? I mean, what's the question, Frank?
Yes, my sister Linda, what is she thinking or feeling about that date?
Michael?
She's nervous about it. That's all I'm picking up on her. She's nervous about that date.
Insecure, possibly, yeah. Okay? Let us know here. All right, sweet. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Thank you, Michael.
Blessings. You're welcome.
And I am trying to watch the chat room. Oops, did I hang that up? Let's see here. There, okay. I just want to look real quick and see that I don't miss something in the chat room. Looks like I've kept up on top of it. Okay, so let's go to 760 area code and click it on. And while I'm clicking this on, when I had the last guest, you know, there was a the trouble with Blog Talk Radio, it cut me off halfway through the show, and I was not able to get on. So everybody listening tonight, we're doing everything we can to make the show work. If we disappear, hang on, and we'll try to be back as soon as we can. I'm kind of getting a little Blog Talk is getting so popular that the airwaves are not always dependable. But 760 area code, who are we talking to tonight?
Hi, this is Michael.
Oh, another Michael. Hello there. What state are you calling from, please?
Calling from San Diego, California.
Well, one of my favorite places. Just that's exactly where Frank was calling from. Nice to meet you with Michael. And how can Michael, our guest, help you tonight?
Well, I'm a first-time caller. I Googled you guys, and I saw that you're on, so I thought I would call in. And I'm curious because so much has happened in my life recently. I've been learning so much more about myself, and it's really sparked a huge interest in spirituality and maybe even teaching principles of spirituality. So I'm just interested in, you know, what do you see that's in it for me in my future as far as walking more of a spiritual path?
Oh, my gosh, Michael. I love the young voice. When you take that bite of spiritual knowledge, it's almost like the first bite. You just cannot move away from it. Michael, I'd love it that this gentleman call in because this is what our show is about, is it gets the interest of you and the public to know that we're real and this is exciting. Michael, go ahead and answer this young man his question.
Yeah, I'm getting a very good feeling that you're going to do phenomenal work helping out others. There's a huge spiritual shift and awakening taking place around the world, and we can never have enough teachers to help those who are seeking. Just like you have just become aware of the spirituality and seeking to learn more, there's thousands and millions more like you that are learning also.
Great. Absolutely true.
Phenomenal about that.
One of the people I like reading, excuse me, everybody, I'm having allergies, you know, this time of year. One of the people I loved reading about was Edgar Cayce. He only wrote 9 books, and, of course, all his heirs have written tons more. And clearly, as you think you shall become, but as the planet has gotten a shift after the recession, and we're looking to the skies for renewal, it also makes us look into ourselves and try to figure out how come this happened. In doing so, we're acknowledging and learning that we're spiritual beings, that we don't have to suffer. And there's too much suffering going on. And this young man who's called in, he's right on the cusp. Just like you said, there's a shift, and he feels it. With that, his name is Michael. Michael, the universe let me see the perception that you have a feel of people's auras or energy fields. Like you could go into a restaurant and you know where not to sit because you don't like this corner over there. Or you feel like you know somebody and then they have a bad day and you get around and go, ugh. You know how to get away from it. Whatever you get into, if you want to learn any kind of aura, energy field readings, any Reiki, anything like that, anything to do with energy, I think that you can go and do something with it. Whether you have it in your career or you just apply it to your life, I feel like you also suffer from the influx of too much energy on you. So if you do anything, learn about the energy aura fields around people, and you will survive this better. Because I feel like once we open the door, the body or soul says, "Woo, they're ready. We're going to let them have it." And you may get a flood of information, and you may feel people. You need to learn how to control that. That was my best advice for you. I think it's wonderful. You sound young. You have a whole half rest of your lifetime to explore this. I just noticed we have another question there. Thank you, Michael, for calling, and best of luck to you, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I love it. I love it.
And what I tell people to do also is when they start feeling like they're closed in a crowd, ask their guardians to protect them to help them to adjust to that feeling. Or either that or visualize a white bubble of light surrounding them. And that'll help them when they're in crowds because then they won't be mixing with the other people's energies.
That's really important, Michael. I'm glad you brought that into the picture. In learning what we are about, there's many books out there. I'm just, you know, my head is full of this stuff. I'm just trying to think really fast. Protection against psychic attacks, anything like that, or hitchhikers. You want to feel your mind is pure, and balancing and energy controls is really, really important. We do have another call, but I do see this is, oh, Michael, this is a great question, and I bet you will have the answer. This is from the gal who's worried about the brother, and this happens a lot. Remember, your girl, this brother of yours is a boy. Her question is, I don't understand if my twin is going to jail and we have the same chart, why aren't I going to jail? Question mark.
Because you both have two different lives to lead. Even though the charts are identical, it's still the choices that he's made in his life that got him to where he's at now.
I do believe there's a we have decided a body for a life lesson, and that has destinies. But within that, I think that we can choose to change our destinies. And she wrote in here, I just saw this as you were answering, he has a problem with alcohol. Clearly, that was his choice, and that was a direction he chose that got him possibly in these issues. So, Michael, absolutely, just because everybody have twins or they're identical twins to fraternal twins of the opposite sex makes us think that we have to live identical lives. Absolutely. There has to be some limited free will in the universe, or why would we even have this life experience? We're just robots? I talk with that thought every day. Are we just robots and living what we've already written? There has to be some degree of free will. Clearly, if you guys, you know how much I talked to you about Dr. Brian Weiss, W-E-I-S-S out of Florida, and Dr. Bruce Goldberg out of Southern California, how I've read everything and touched about past lives affecting this life and this life affecting future life. This brother of yours, he's absolutely in terms, I don't see this young man, I don't know how old people are, this gentleman correcting the issues of his life for 10, 15 years. We're looking years going down there because he pushes the ball of life uphill. He takes everything and he takes everybody else's at fault, not himself. So he has a huge learning curve on this, absolutely. There is I know I see you 440 area code, but there is another question here. Do you or Michael see, her name is Miss Moki, and she says, Nancy, do you or Michael see problems with the service for Michael Jackson? I have really bad feelings. Oh, my gosh, what a question.
Yeah. I see what I envision is the crowds getting out of hand, almost like a riot. I see them just getting so overwhelmed that anything resembling, you know, if the hearse or, you know, anybody go, you know, when that goes to go and people spot that, they're just going to go crazy trying to get to that car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're going to have their hands full.
So you think that sadness she's picking up or the stress she's picking up?
I think it's the sadness. I think it's a combination. It's the sadness and the stress. There's just so many people so saddened by his loss that, you know, they're just going to be in the crowd. And, you know, just like any time when he goes and enters in a crowd and people just start going crazy, like, oh, my God, there's Michael Jackson. Oh, my God, there's Michael Jackson. You know, and it's going to be the same way, you know, come tomorrow during the services when they're going to be like, oh, my God, there's the hearse. And they're just going to want to touch it just so they could say, I touched it.
They have a big
time with crowd control.
Oh, I don't follow it too closely. I apologize, everybody. I watch the news a lot, but is that tomorrow, his funeral?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Oh, and, I'm so sorry.
And they were saying there was like 2.5 billion people that watched Princess Diana. It's easily going to top 5 to 6 billion people worldwide watching this.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, 440 area code. I want to get this one last question. Please hold on. This gentleman has written in. He says, Mike and Nancy, started studying Reiki, had 3 attunements. How do you see the fullness of the final attunements working with me? Go ahead, Michael.
Everyone handles the final attunement differently. So what one person experiences maybe something totally different for the next person. Mm-hmm. But I feel that the energies, once you learn how to go ahead and use it and work with it, you're going to notice some tremendous changes in your life.
Great. That's great. Okay. I'm okay here. It looks like someone's putting in there's an eclipse tomorrow. I don't know if
that
does anything to 7-7 is tomorrow. Wow, okay. I want to go to, I'm not saying that I don't follow the eclipses. Just if there's a moon out, okay. okay, area code 440. Who are we talking to tonight?
Hi, this is Tony. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Michael.
Oh.
Hi, Tony.
Cleveland,
Hi,
Ohio.
Yeah, Black Talk Radio. Got a question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please.
Got a question. My grandmother's health is failing. She lives in New York, and we think she's on her way out. She's kind of given up, it seems like. But my question is about my mother and my aunt. We've been kind of on the outs for a while. Is that going to stay that way, or what do you see happening for me with my mom and my aunt?
I'm getting this is going to bring you close for a while, but I do see the separation happening again.
Is this grandma the mother of your mother?
Yeah, this is my mom's mom and her two daughters, my aunt. And I was actually closer to my aunt, but things happened years ago, and we've been apart for a while. But I just think that something's going to happen here soon. I'm not sure what.
Are you planning on going there?
Yeah, I'd like to, but I'm not sure how I'm going to be accepted there or not.
There may be some hesitation on you being accepted there, but, they'll realize it's, family needs to get together at that time.
I also agree with that. If this is your grandmother, in a heartbeat, go see her. If you have feelings for her, it doesn't matter what the family's thinking. And I think that once we love somebody, we cannot be denied love, nor can we deny giving love. And I feel like you're saying, your soul saying you really do want to go, and I would go. She shows me that she's frail and she's falling. And I'm getting a sense of a female ready there already to greet her. So it might be a mother or a sister that she's looking at. I don't know. Do you remember
her? She's my cousin. She told me she went to the hospital. They took her to my grandmother to the hospital. She said that she keeps calling out for her sister's name, and
okay.
I never knew her sister, but.
So it is her sister. Well, usually we'll call out who's going to be greeting us. Do you remember the sister had light eyes, hazel or blue? Might be fun for you to check on that because they're showing me this woman is there to greet her. And I think your grandmother is surrendering, and she will be gone within days.
Yes,
so you need to go there. Okay, Michael.
Go as soon as you can.
Okay, thank you much.
Oh, thank you, Michael. And Tony, thank you for calling in this tough topic. Okay, thank you, dear.
God bless.
God bless you, yes.
Yeah, it's hard. I get that question sometimes, like, someone's going to, they're sick and, do you know how long? And a lot of times I'm like, do you live in the same town? And they'll be like, yeah. It's like, well, spend as much time as you can with them. Because
I don't like
giving time frames on that. But if they're far away, like these are all the way across the states, it's like, yeah, you need to get there.
Wow, that's really tough.
And it's hard. I had a friend of mine message me that her mom wasn't doing good. And I told her, I said, spend as much time as you can with her right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just got the message this morning that she passed away last night.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so everybody, I would like to give you the call-in number one more time, area code 347-205-9071. We have another question another question from the chat room here, but it's a different person. The person is logged in as reading teacher, and it looks like that reading teacher is see women, is saying, what kind of changes will I go through with my Reiki attunements? Now, this is a different person, which is kind of interesting. We had two questions of the same nature from two different people. And she's also replied to what we said to TKL, how exciting and awesome. So, Michael, if you're able to pick up something from this reading teacher.
She wanted to know what she's going to get out of that.
What kind of changes will I go through with my Reiki attunements? So she's looking to see what will happen to her maybe personally or what she can expect from what it will feel like or what she will get out of it.
Yeah, everyone is different, but I'm getting from her, she's all of a sudden, when she gets that attunement, she's just going to feel like a burden has been released from her. She's just going to feel like a whole new person. And you need to keep on using the Reiki daily and to keep those changes taking place for you. You know, because a lot of people, when they get their attunement, they're like, oh, okay, well, I didn't really feel much. It's like everyone, some people don't. It depends on their energy frequencies. But I get for this reader here, they're going to feel a tremendous uplifting when
mm-hmm.
they get that. And they just need to keep on using that. And that's going to help open up their abilities and all, and they'll notice some big changes in their life from it. Reiki everything. Reiki your food. Reiki your, you know, your dog food, cat food, and their water. Reiki it for your animals and your plants.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing energy.
I also agree to that. I had a client yesterday talk to me about obtaining a piece of equipment that works with the vibration of your body to heal, to attune you and to help balance the body so it can heal itself through vibration. And it comes from years and years. These people have created these products in the 1930s and 40s when it was so taboo to come out with non-American, Western American techniques. But I do believe that Reiki is a form of that, whether you do hands-on or remote. And this is where I'm going to add a little something. I also believe that remote healing is possible, as well as remote Reiki treatments, because when you people go through a chat room or you call, we are vibrationally connecting. And so many times I've had clients hang before they hang up after a session with me, they go, wow, I feel better. And it's not like they got a revelation from me. Yes, we talked about issues, I got answers, but it's a combination of our vibration mingling with their lower or distress vibration that gives them a lift or a boost. So that's the same principle as someone gives them Reiki or you learn balancing. Pardon me? Go ahead, Michael.
I was going to say yes, definitely. And Reiki doesn't, we're linear, so we deal with time and space. Reiki doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Reiki knows no time. So you can do all the way across, you know, on the other side of the earth, and they'll feel it right away because it doesn't know the time or space. It's just instant
work. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I know Michael's told me he has clients everywhere, and I do too. And when we talk about clients in Europe or, gosh, I have a gal in Singapore. She does email readings with me. You know, to think that she's halfway around the world and we do it by mail. But our life force, our vibration is electrical forces from the Big Bang. I believe that. And when we connect with you who are in discord and in pain, we are giving us to you. People have said, Nancy, it's the same as praying. Absolutely. When you pray to somebody or want someone to heal and you're thinking of them, what do you think you're doing? You're giving them your vibration. You're giving them your life force. You're giving them the energy. So when you do that, that is also a form of Reiki. Now, this gal wants to know, I think, I wasn't sure about the question, so you can always rewrite it. She may be looking at what she will feel from it. Michael, you did say she will feel a boost from it.
Okay.
And I do believe that she will get
yeah.
alignment. Yeah. And she's been dealing with some grief or unhappiness in her life, and she's looking for something to bring her up. And this Reiki may not bring her all the way up, but because of this renewed energy, she will feel a lot better. Well, Michael, I'm looking at the chat room. How about your chat room? Do you have any questions that you need to answer from your side?
No, actually, let me go ahead and log out of yours and log into that one here real quick.
Okay.
It's neat having different windows, so.
Everybody, my computer, of course, crashed, and we were able to get it working long enough, and they're telling us, well, it could go at any time. So I have two monitors with two computers on the same table. My husband came up, he goes, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? And I says, I feel so techie.
Yeah, the last night, the chat rooms were, because I do a two-hour show, and it took an hour and a half before the chat rooms came back on again.
Oh, my word.
For most of my show, I had no chat rooms. The phones were acting up. I was receiving email messages saying, I'm listening to you, but I can't call in. It won't let me. And
well, that's what happened the other day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the players weren't even working right either. So they were having some big issues last night.
I am so sorry. There is a Fountainhead, thank you. Hello, everybody, to you, too. This is why I'm bringing it. I'm trying to call in but can't get through. Oh, my gosh. So here we are. Someone in the chat room just right now has written, said they're having trouble getting in. Reading teacher said, yes, my husband is a skeptic, but he said that my hands felt very warm. He thought I had heated them up before I started. Hey, there you go.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I've actually had a few people watch me do a Reiki session on someone. And they said, wow, your hands were vibrating. And it's like, well, I don't notice that. And the guy's like, yeah, I felt like they were vibrating too. And I had them, you know, a couple inches away. And again, it felt like you were vibrating on me. So it's just the energy. It's amazing what you can feel.
Well, Michael, go ahead and look at your chat room and make sure that we honor your people. And if they've written questions so that you can answer them before the 8:30 comes around. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, everybody over in my show going on. I'm back in the chat room. I'm not noticing anything. A lot of them love to chit-chat about what's going on sometimes real quick. And it's kind of neat, though, doing two shows at once. And they were like, how can you do that? I said, three-way calling. Works wonders. So I'm not seeing any questions on there. Let me go ahead and post up here real quick. I'm just so glad that I'm able to go ahead and do predefined messages. So I can go ahead and I did one so that we can go ahead and post your phone number on there. No, I'm just talking so we don't have a dead air because I did predefined messages and I'm just being notified that every once in a while I get harassed. And the chat room evidently got flooded and I did notice my switchboard flooded with like 20 callers and it's just teenagers that have nothing better to do, so.
Oh, wow. While you're looking, see if you have any questions, there's someone asked in there. This is Fountainhead. Can you please tell me about my home and obtaining refinancing this month? I've done the preliminary and hope for a positive answer. Good for you for going there. Michael, do you have a quick hit on this person?
On the refinancing?
Yeah.
I'm getting they're not going to have any problems getting the refinancing to go through.
That's great. So that's the answer, Fountainhead, and thank you for writing that. I'm going to go over, Michael, while you're still looking, because we have a call, 305 area code. And, I'm sorry, by 305 I didn't click hard enough. Let me try again.
Hi, Nancy. Oh.
Well, hello. Who am I talking to?
Deanna, I've been missing you for a lot of weeks. What have you been up to?
Well, my mother passed away last month, and we had some stress in the family. And then my computer broke last Monday. Well, actually a few days before, but the computer went down. I wasn't able to do emails, and I couldn't get my show started. So there was a couple of weeks we had some turbulence. And tonight we have a guest, a gentleman that I came across, the universe directed me. And his name is Michael, and we're both answering. He's answering. If I get a little hit, I'll add to it. So, Deanna, so nice to hear from you. Remind me, what state are you calling from?
Sunny Florida.
Oh, it's another Florida. Our guest is from Tampa. Is that correct, Michael?
Just north of Tampa and Land O'Lakes.
Oh, wonderful. This is also Florida. Deanna, give us, Michael, your question and let him help you out.
Okay, I've got several questions. I think I spoke to you about a month ago, Nancy. I'm going through some issues and I'm trying to overcome them. Now, one of them is as far as getting a lot of work, more work, because work has been very scarce. And I'm hoping for more work. I've, you know, done what I had to do in order to get it. And I work as a contractor.
Okay.
And the other one is overcoming a legal issue, something I did nothing wrong, but I'm involved in it all the same.
Yeah. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. On the first part, knowing personally how bad the economy here is in Florida, I see beginning to the middle of August is when you'll be able to get more work. That's when things are going to start straightening out, especially for contractors out here.
Okay.
And it'll be a lot better, and then more work will start coming in, a lot more steady work.
I'm a contractor for language services.
Okay. Yeah, that's still going to...
With a court system.
Yeah.
Well, the work is work. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other question was a legal problem you're having, Michael?
Yes.
Sorry.
I know you said you were tangled up in it and you had nothing to do with it, and that'll come out, so you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, that's a relief. That's a big relief, and I hope that's soon. I can't wait.
Well, let Nancy know how everything goes for you.
Yeah.
I will call him. I noticed that your show, Michael, is on, I think, Sundays or Saturdays.
My show is on every night of the week.
Oh, I didn't know that. I tuned in on Saturday or Sunday, and I couldn't get through. But I was rather worried about Nancy because I didn't see her show or her sister's and her show.
Yeah, that's
so
because my mother passed.
Concerned.
Well, you know, when Michael may not know this, but at one time I put a little note in there that a long time ago, I put a little note that I couldn't do a show, and I've been really... over a year and a half, I was steadfast. Every Monday night, you guys were always hearing me. Well, I got a little note saying that no longer allow you to do that. If you cannot do a show, you have to delete it, everybody. And I can't leave a message. If you do more than two or three where you don't show up, they will take you out of that time slot. So it must be a new policy. And I had I just couldn't because we were passing away. My sister was under distress, and so on and so forth. So, but we're back on track and trying to do the best we can, and that's that. So please, Deanna, do get back to me, and I'll let Michael know how everything comes out, and I'm really sorry. You know, I had the funniest vision as you were talking. Why did I come up with this? I see, Michael, in your part of the world, do you have a lot of railroads?
No.
Is there a rail system? I saw a railroad, and I sometimes associate that with business. So I saw what I thought were railroads moving in or transport. I don't know, but I took it to be prosperity. But only in the southern part of the state, not necessarily the north part, so that's kind of weird. But anyway, thank you, Dave. Go ahead.
Dave, can I stay listening in, please?
Oh, sure. I'll just take you off, and you can stay there. Okay.
Blessings to both of you. And
well,
all
thank
the
you,
listeners.
Dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I didn't lose her. Oh,
while I did that a few times, too, on mine. It was like, oops, sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, I can't. Okay. Michael, I apologize. We needed to get that call. Did you cover or get the answers to some of the ones that were in your chat room?
They were just talking how great the show is and that they think it's cool that they're able to listen in while I'm being a host on, you know, being a guest on your show. And they're just amazed at it. It's like, wow, this is so cool. It's like, I love this.
I also, for all the years I've been using a phone and computer, I just got a new phone, everybody. One of those touchscreen LGs. And I can't for the life of me figure out all the buttons. I've had it, I don't know about. I'm about 2.5-3 months, but I'm going to find out because that would be very fun to do more shows with Michael or anybody else out there wants us to play, and we could do this two shows at once. What a great idea.
Yeah,
so, Michael, and fun. It's just so fun. I do have a lot of fun with the Blog Talk Radio people. It's so fun to talk to. One night I was doing a show with Char of California Haunts. Oh, I should mention that. Wednesday, everybody, I'll be doing readings with California Haunts Blog Talk Radio. So, and then Thursday night, Bonnie will be back and we'll do our show then. But anyway, I was on Char's maybe 6 months ago, and a little gal from Ireland called in. She said it was 2:30 in the morning there, and I was tickled to death that we were able to give her some answers. And when I started describing the men that she would meet, she indicated she might know who they were, and she was so excited. And I thought, oh my gosh, how fun to talk to people from all over the world. Oh, by the way, Ollie, if you're hearing this, hello, my friend. So I have a friend in Europe, and he's been connecting me after all these years. We met in at the Spirit of Grace, Citrus Heights, California, about 91. So it's nice to long-time friends connect. Michael, I want you to have the next 10 minutes talk about anything you want or answer questions. I want you to have the floor so people get to know you and know where your website is and if you've written a book or products. Why don't you give yourself a big plug right now?
Well, you can get me on private readings. On my website is gaypsychiconline.com. Yes, I'm a happy man. You know, and I'm also a gay man. I've been in a 12-year relationship, and I have written a book that I'm rewriting about. And you mentioned earlier about our energy waves coming from the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
I actually talk about that and the ripple effect it's having throughout the universe since the beginning of time. And actually, the guides that I have were giving me these messages, and I'm reading, I'm like, this sounds like quantum physics. I know nothing about quantum physics.
It just feels right to write it. That's great.
Yeah. And I'm in the middle of rewriting it, and I talk about the spiritual awakening and the different signs and symptoms that you can have from it. So, you know, it's keeping me busy. You know, and I love doing this, and I started off doing the Blog Talk almost 3 weeks ago. Started off actually as a half-hour show and started after my second or third time ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I go to 45 minutes, then an hour, and finally got up to 2 hours, and even that, I'm running out of time.
And to think, everybody, he starts at 10 o'clock at night. That's amazing. Well, you have good energy, and I, like I said, there was a, I don't know. I think that people, when you recognize voices, I just felt something. So it could be that we souls are so connected all across the planet, and the ones that are supposed to listen to us are clicking in and hearing our voice. So when I go to other shows, and everybody, I don't have guests very often, I'd like to have more guests. So when I heard Michael's voice, I went, oh, do I know this guy? It's like I connected somehow, and I was so frustrated, like this young person, I can't get into the show today. I can't clock in. I thought, well, there's another example. And I have nothing against Blog Talk Radio. I think it's an amazing, amazing accomplishment. Look, it's opened the doors. It's opened the doors. I just love it. I love it. So, Michael, take the floor. Talk about anything you want. Promote yourself, whatever.
I'm getting you've got another caller waiting.
No, that's 305. That's little Diana. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, there's just a big awakening taking place all around the world, and like one of the callers that called up, and everyone's out learning and trying to understand what's going on. So we need a lot of teachers out there, and I'm so thankful for the internet. I wish, you know, we had the internet when I was there, you know, a younger age. I have a guest on my show quite regularly. He's 17, and he's phenomenal. And there's so many teenagers and young adults that are starting out that are they're almost like automatically aware of their abilities. So we need a lot more teachers out there, you know, because everyone's going to be awakening on their own time.
Correct. And when I started in 90, I don't think I got my first computer until 95, and it was such a clunk. I got my first website in 96, and every year the technology is like radio coming out 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it's just opened up so that we all can connect. And clearly, is this when the star children have come in, or is this the higher numbers of reincarnated souls from the Atlanteans? Who knows? Edgar Cayce often cited the idea that we incarnate with the same groups of people, or we have more evolved souls come in because we have higher troubled times ahead. So we have to encourage our young people. And a lot of you are aware. I have surrendered. I will now do reincarnation on a very large scale. I've been past life trained 3 times and recertified twice, and I thought, okay, I keep getting recertified. I'm going to jump right in, and I am teaching classes here in Tucson and Sierra Vista if you're in my neighborhood and want to know more. And I will start giving past life regressions out, and because of this young man that's calling his show at 17, we can't possibly have as many people come in have not had and be suffering or had influence or benefiting from past life intrusions and memories and gifts. And when we have the people come in with such high level of intuitiveness and abilities, we have to acknowledge them and get them started, because clearly these are the masters and the great peoples of our past are coming in and helping a lot of us right now. I do feel like we're not going to blow ourselves up, but we do have a lot of disturbances in the next, I just heard 15 years for sure. I thought it was 20 years, but at least for 15 years before things calm down. And whatever, I'm just taking the floor away from you, Michael, again. So go ahead, my friend. Go ahead.
I'm hurried up and typing on here. Like I said, I don't know what it is, and it's surprising, and I don't know if it's because of my name or what, but like I said, every once in a while I get people will call up just to kid around, and evidently somebody on Blog TV decided to fill up my switchboard. And they filled up my guest room because somebody posted a link on a private message to me that said they were the culprit. And I looked, it's like, okay, am I getting that popular on my show?
There is
Blog TV and others. And I even had a national radio host, internet host, call to prank me one night, too.
I don't understand that.
Yes,
pranking
I find
you.
It interesting. It's like, okay. So, but you never know what to expect on Blog Talk Radio.
Like, well, I'd rather think of it this way for you getting a high number of responses so early in your career with us here, that if 75% are positive, hey, that's, you're still winning the game. It's like,
yeah.
Hooray.
and then it's like, I actually wrote to the person on the national show. I said, well, thank you. I said, because I actually had people calling in that heard about the prank. They were like, well, you know what? I'm going to check this guy out. And they were like, oh, you're so right on the money.
Mm-hmm,
so it's like,
mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you're actually sending people to me. It's like, thank you for the advertising.
Absolutely.
It's like, somebody will see it and they'll get a glimpse. It's like, let me check this out. And then they'll be like, you've been what I've been looking for. You definitely helped me out.
We've had a nice group here tonight. Reading teacher says, my soul family has been showing up lately. I love it. So that's in talking about the people coming in from the past. And then she says, wow, Michael, that is harsh. But, with the bad comes the good, because that person who meant harm actually upped the numbers that made Michael show more. And so the right people will come.
Oh, yeah.
And the wrong people that come still learn. Because once you plant a seed, to the wrong people are calling in, they're just all nuts. And yet at the same time, if they listen, even for 5 seconds, that's what the universe wanted to happen. So I try to take the good and the bad, because I don't want to think that there's all bad and bad can get away with it. I think bad comes in because the universe wants to expose them to a new thought or idea. And the only way they can do it is to make them think mischievously. And by doing so, they get touched by us. And I think that Michael has a great soul and will do a lot of good. And that's what we're here to do. And you guys all know that we do this for a living. And we're giving our time to help you who cannot afford. If you can't afford a session with us, please give us a call. My website is nancymapp.net and .com. It's the same site. And Michael did tell you he's a www.gay, psychiconline.com. No dashes or dots there.
Yep,
so if
all
you
one read,
all one word, absolutely, .com, look us up, read our website. And he said he had put a website together, and he's revamping it to make it more interesting to you, so you have to go check it out, because he's going to play with it and make it more fun to look at. So you want to kind of check us out, because we're here to help. And I was sharing with him that I don't have gel foam on my whole body because there's too many people that need us. And so you'll listen to the show and you'll say, geez, I hear this guy of Florida. He's going to help me. I answered a question. He answered a question. Well, I'm going to send my my friend or my sister or my cousin, and Nancy is saying, well, we're going to send because that network is so amazing. And I even tell clients of mine, and I will say to my clients, yes, and I've talked to you enough, go find somebody else, get a cross-reference, then come back to me. Or they'll say, oh, you know, would you have hurt feelings if I got another email? I says, oh, please, go. It just verifies what I said. Or you'll say, I need to stay with Nancy so I can get a straight picture. Either way, it all wins. Because what you want is harmony in your life. You want clarity. You want direction. And getting different readings, even if it's a show, free. At least get something versus nothing. You do not have to tread the mud puddle all by yourself. We're here to help. We're all been in the puddle by ourselves. I've been in the puddle all by myself, on up to the neck in mud. And so one of the reasons I got in this whole time was to help you. And those who do need the help, who are able to send us, and you know your spirit people are out there saying, you need to talk to this person or that person. So that's why I, the show is on, Michael, but not streaming. I got cut off, everybody. So I'm not sure. I'm going to have to type in. Michael, type into your chat room. We got cut off. Our show is
not. They're still listening on mine.
Streaming. Our Blog Talk system has crashed. So while we talk on yours for the next, has crashed. Okay. So I want to just put that on there. Go ahead, Michael, and we'll just finish up the show. Make your statements, and we'll call it a night then.
How many more minutes do we have on yours?
It doesn't show because I got knocked off.
Okay. Well, probably what happened was, because I've got 28 minutes left on mine, is if it says you're not streaming, then we ran out of time.
Well, my clock says we have 5 more minutes.
Oh.
But not on the show because I've got knocked off. Why don't you go ahead and I don't know when that came on. I was talking, looked up, and it was red. So we are knocked off. Go ahead and talk and do what you need.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to be a guest on your show again, and you can be one on mine, and we can figure out how to do the three-way conferencing again, because this is kind of neat, and I know the visitors in my chat room are liking this. They said this is so cool. and I like it. I'm getting ready to do a live performance at a club in Tampa, so I'm going to actually call in and let them listen in to the show. And I won't have access to a computer, so they won't be able to go ahead and I won't be able to take calls. But a lot of them are like, well, I kind of like that idea, too. That's going to be so neat that you're taking us on the road with you.
Well, I'd love to have a call from you tomorrow, and you can teach me that clever way of connecting. And I wish you the very best. It's kind of give you a plug for people who are listening on my side. Oh, I meant how we do it if I'm not streaming. Go ahead, Michael. Get three more minutes, and I'll let you go.
Okay. You can tune in at Blog Talk Radio for Gay Psychic. Follow me on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, also as Gay Psychic. Decided to just go with that name all over the place. And you can visit me on the website. I'm available on Skype, instant messaging, over the phone for readings, email readings. Any ideas on how you want a reading, and I can go ahead and accommodate for those. The power of computers and internet, I'm learning different ways to help people out. And I look forward to helping out as many people as I can.
That's wonderful, Michael. Well, I'm going to call it a night. There's no point in my keeping the show on my end up. I'll let you go to your show since we seem to be off.
sorry, I know I hate when that happens.
Well, it absolutely frustrates me because I know that my listeners, I average around 100 a show or more, that they're just gone. So it's unfortunate, but that's the way it happens. And please give me a call, if not tomorrow, the next day, so I can say hello and we'll make plans to connect on your show.
Yes, definitely will.
Thank you, my friend. So wonderful to meet you. Best of luck to you.
And best of luck to you and blessings.
Thank you. Good night, Ben.
Good night.
Good night, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.